Hare Krishna. The more we crave, the more we make ourselves a slave. Generally, slavery in this world is frowned upon. You know, even when we hear about slavery anywhere, we feel, oh, why are these people not free? They should become free. Now, when we have such an idea that slavery is so undesirable, it will be quite shocking for us to think that we might ourselves be slaves. Actually, we may wonder, how I am free? I can go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want. I live in a free country. I'm not a slave of anyone. Yes, actually, if our slavery were so gross and physical, then we would definitely have rebelled against it already. But the slavery that we suffer from is often subtle. And because it is subtle, we don't even sense it, although we are bound by it. The slavery that we all suffer from is mental slavery. The slavery caused by strong attachments. All of us have our particular attachments, and because of those attachments, we crave for certain objects. And it is as if between our mind and that particular object of attachment, there is an invisible rope. And that rope keeps dragging. Say a person is addicted to, say, smoking. Then, wherever there is a cigarette, or where there is a chance of getting a cigarette, the thoughts keep going there. Or maybe I can open that and take out a cigarette. Or maybe this friend might be having a cigarette. I can get one from him. Or maybe I can go there and purchase. Or I've got one in my pocket. This is no smoking area. Where can I go and smoke? So the point is that the smoking, with respect to smoking, there is a sort of invisible rope which ties the person to the person's mind to the cigarette. And thoughts keep going there. And eventually, they impel people to act, they impel that smoker to smoke. So this is we may not be smokers, but we all have our attachments. And our mind gets caught and dragged to that object quite often. And then following the mind, we also get caught and dragged over there. So the mind is, in that way, we become slaves. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, when he says, Asha Pashishatai Baddha Kama Krodha Parayanaha Ihante Kama Bhogartham Anyayenartha Sanchayan. So he says, Asha Pashishatai Baddha. Asha Pasha. Desire is like a noose, a shackle, a source of bondage. And he says, we are bound not just by one or two, Shatair Baddha, by hundreds of desires. And these desires, this is centered on Kama Krodha Parayanaha. We have sold ourselves to lust and anger. You want to control and enjoy things, and if you're not able to control and enjoy things, you'll be frustrated and you'll become angry. So essentially, Krishna is saying Asha Pasha. Desires are like shackles. And now, the thing is that these shackles have a peculiarity. That these shackles are not static. But they keep changing. And the more we crave, the more we make ourselves a slave. That means, so the thought of a particular object is going to come in our mind. Because we are attached to it, so the thoughts will come. But when we let those thoughts grow into desires, when we contemplate those thoughts, then gradually they grow into desires. And every time thought grows into a desire, it's like that rope becomes stronger. And the rope becomes stronger, its pull becomes also more forceful. And it becomes more difficult for us to resist it. And that's how we become further enslaved. So, if we want to break free from the slavery, the solution is, certainly we want to say that we don't want to indulge in that activity. But avoiding indulgence begins with avoiding mental indulgence. That means avoiding contemplating how enjoyable that will be. Because once we contemplate how enjoyable that will be, then actually the craving will come. And once the craving will come, then it will become all the more difficult for us to resist it. So in one sense, although I said that we are slaves of our desires, but the fact is this rope can drag us only when we desire that particular activity. Desire, so the sense object. And now it's not that the desire for those sense objects are constantly there within us. Yes, they may be latent, but it's not that they are active and kicking all the time. So sometimes when we contemplate the sense objects, just because either they externally come in front of us or internally memories of them come inside us, then the desires start getting active. So if we don't contemplate on them, then the desires won't become active. And then our slavery won't increase. Rather, the slavery will decrease, because the less we think about these activities, the less we crave for them, it's as if the ropes will become weaker, and we'll be able to cut off from them. We'll be able to break free from them. And the solution is not that when we say the more we crave, the more we become a slave. Does that mean that we have to give up the power of desiring? No. We can never be desireless. But we can actually desire Krishna. That we can desire Krishna. And because Krishna is all attractive, Krishna is supreme, Krishna is the absolute truth. So the desire for him will lift us up. And that when we seek to think of Krishna, think of serving Krishna, remembering Krishna, and in that way our consciousness becomes filled with the desires for Krishna, then that gives us inner satisfaction that makes us free from the need for outer gratification through worldly attachments. And thus, the noose will become cut. Vidyate hridaya granthis chidyante sarva samshayaha chiyante chasya karmani drishteva atmanishvare. So Krishna says in that, vidyate hridaya granthis, vidyate, cut off. So the rope of arrows in the heart will get cut off if we devote ourselves to Krishna. So by cultivating a longing for Krishna, we can become free from the craving and the slaving that characterizes material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.